Hey, pretty little bookworm. Happy Cake Day. First question. What is one thing every birthday party must have for an adult? A solid escape plan. Two. What's the biggest celebration in your country every year? We are a nation of regions, so a case could be made for Mardi Gras in New Orleans, Juneteenth in Galveston, and St. Patrick's Day in Chicago, New Year's Eve in Times Square. But I suppose July 4th is our country's birthday, and that's in the spirit of Cake Day, so Independence Day. 3. Name a typical food or dish used in a celebration. I am partial to pie. My last one was an apple cherry, and it was good. 4. What was the last thing you celebrated, and did you have a good time? I celebrated the eclipse, and I did have a good time. Thank you very much. 38 minutes in, I made an audio on my screen porch, and the moon had her way with me. It was just a spectacular day. 5. May I nominate the first bloom of a rose I planted this spring, Souvenir de Malmaison. It was a rose cultivated by Josephine Bonaparte. 6. What is your favorite kind of celebration? Honestly, I'm not a party girl. I like the kind of party I can go to late and leave early, or, you know, a party for two, a great meal, and a long nap with someone naked that I love. 7. What did you do for your cake day? Oh, I'm too young. I don't have a cake day. Maybe next year on Memorial Day. Do you have a memory of a very fun celebration? Yes, my 4th birthday, they had a cookout. It was in a neighboring park. And what I remember is someone brought a cooler with dry ice, and I was mesmerized by the smoke, the mist rising off of it. I wanted to touch it so bad. 9. Have you ever forgotten someone's birthday or some other celebration? What did you do to apologize, assuming you did? I may have said, I'm sorry, I missed your birthday. Happy belated birthday. I've never actually stood anyone up, so. What is the best gift you've ever gotten? Actually, it's a tie. I was invited to go for a walk in a little wood with my lover at the time. And in this wood, that there were daffodils. And I was so surprised because it was not the season, it was early. But here they were. And I would go towards one going, look, a daffodil. And he would say, oh, wait, there's one over there. And I zigzag through this wood. And I didn't pick one up till, I don't know, the 5th or 6th one, when I realized there were cut flowers. And he had gone in the wood and placed them in clumps of fern. And I'm such a dope. I thought they were, you know, growing there. But it was the thought. It was maybe a dozen daffodils. So It wasn't the cost, it was the thought. And it gave me a lot of pleasure. And the other one is mushroom compost. Oh yeah. If you're a gardener, you will understand the thrill. Good times. Thank you for these great questions and many, many happy returns of the day.